For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The House has approved a bill to deny new border wall funding, and it also passed a measure to reopen the government. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
A wall is an immorality. It's not who we are as a nation. And this is not a wall between Mexico and the United States that the president is creating here. It's a wall between reality and his constituents.
USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump makes a surprise appearance at a White House news conference, thanking border security officials for what they've been doing and saying the American people are all for the wall.
The people of our country want it. I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The number of people filing claims by first-time jobless benefits was up by 10,000 to 231,000. The major market indexes on Wall Street dropped by 3%. Stock analyst Michael Farr.
The market seems to be in a fairly worried frame of mind, and with worries come sellers, and people vote with their wallets and head for the door.
The Dow was down 660 points. Diversity is the hallmark of the new House. For the first time, more than 100 female House members were sworn in, including the first two Native American women and the first two Muslim women. Congress has overturned a two-century ban on hats so that Minnesota's Ilhan Omar could wear her hijab on the House floor. Pelosi has sent a letter to President Trump inviting him to deliver the State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress on January 29th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A comedy daredevil and a musical captain have both passed away. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Comedy icon Bob Einstein has died. He's the brother to comedian Albert Brooks. You probably know Einstein better by his alter ego's name, Super Dave Osborne, who is forever doing wacky stunts.
A man who doesn't know the meaning of the word fear.
Holy! My only hope is to land on my hand.
Bob Super Dave Einstein was 76. Also passing at 76, Daryl Dragon, who was the captain of Captain and Tennille. He was not famous for speaking or singing much on stage, but in his later years he did do some solo touring.
I don't do much singing.
Yay!
They're all against me. Anyway, could you give me a sample of the word thrill real quickly? This is the note. That's really good.
His publicist says his ex-wife and still best friend Tony Tennille was with him when he passed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.